Unit 5. The worst day of my life.
The worst day of my life? I'd prefer not to talk about it. Very bad memories. July the 22nd, 2008. It was the longest and most awful day of my life. I was at the seaside with a friend of mine. We were there for a few days. 2 weeks, actually. The weather was nice and sunny. It was summer, and there were a lot of people and families with small children. I was with my friend, and we spent the days sitting on the beach, chatting, knitting, walking on the sand, and, well, you know, all the things you do on a relaxing holiday at the seaside. And what happened was I received a phone call from my oldest daughter. She had to go on a business trip to Italy for 3 days. It was very important for the company, and she couldn't postpone the trip. The problem was her babysitter could only take care of her son during the day. He was 5 at that time, and she wasn't able to find anyone to look after Gregory. She insisted that I was the only person available to help her. So, what could I do? I agreed, but told her she had to drive him to the seaside and he would spend the rest of the holiday with us, because I didn't want to go back home. Anyway, my daughter brought him to Ramsgate the day before her departure, told me what to do, and left because she had to get up very early the next day to go to Heathrow Airport. The next day, we went to the beach, bought sand toys and a ball, and just sat. Gregory was really happy, sitting near us and playing. He sometimes paddled in the sea. We always kept an eye on him, of course. But suddenly we realised he was no longer there. We looked left, right, and all around us, but he was nowhere to be seen. I really began to panic. I shouted to the people nearby to help us. My friend went this way, I went that way. But no Gregory. I was so scared. The most frightening ideas crossed my mind. Maybe he'd been kidnapped, or he had drowned in the sea. I thought I would never see him alive again. My own grandson, lost, dead. And his mother, my daughter, what would I say? Can you imagine how I was feeling? My friend told me to be quiet and went to the lifeguards to ask for help. They immediately began looking for Gregory, on the beach, along the shore, in town and on the chalk cliffs. I could only wait, but I can tell you, 1 minute was like an hour. It was the most painful and tragic day of my life. More than 3 hours passed without any good news. I was ready to phone my daughter. I was sure she would kill me, but I couldn't wait any more. I had to tell her, or she would be so angry. I took my mobile and began to dial the number, when I saw two police women walking towards me with Gregory in their arms. I stopped dialing my daughter's number and began crying. Oh, I was so relieved. My hands were shaking and I was hardly able to speak to thank the two police women. Gregory had been found sitting quietly at a cafe. He had told the waiter his grandmother would come soon and had ordered pancakes. Since then, I've never been to the seaside with Greg again, and with none of my other grandchildren either. I can assure you, it was the worst day of my life.